Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
That's right, on location at the Red Ivy in Chicago, where the Browns and the Bears will put the bow on the preseason tonight, 7 o'clock Chicago time, 8 Eastern, the preseason finale. And Matt, we said going into this break, we were going to go position by position, talk about what we expect to see for this team. Let's start with the quarterbacks. I don't think you have anything to really see here. Thad Lewis is going to start. I think Devlin plays a little bit. I don't know if there's really a spot up for grabs here. The only way there is if Johnny Manziel isn't ready for week one, and then I think it would be Thad Lewis automatically.
I agree with you, Nathan, and I think my biggest point of emphasis when it comes to the quarterbacks is that they don't play so bad that it's a reflection upon the Cleveland Browns and doesn't allow some of the young playmakers, you know, Vince Mailey, Terrell Pryor, you know, Josh Lenz, and the running backs as well, to showcase their ability in this scheme to prove to Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine why they deserve to be a Cleveland Brown.
All right, the running backs, Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West, Sean Drone will be back this week. Timothy Flanders is still here. Malcolm Johnson, you're not going to see Duke Johnson still out with a concussion. Anybody here that you would rest going into this week one, or do you want to see all these backs getting ready so that they can, you know, build some confidence going into week one for what's been a lackluster running game so far?
You know, Nathan, I asked you that question yesterday, and I agree with your answer in the rest for Isaiah Crowell. We know there was the frustration with Wilbert Montgomery throughout training camp about being the lead dog. But he was a guy that opened training camp and closed training camp healthy throughout. Terrence West had some time off. Duke Johnson, of course, has been out with a hamstring, now a concussion. Sean Drone out with the thumb injury. Hopefully we get him back. But I think I'd love to see 6 to 8 carries for West as a young player who's trying to continue to push towards being that starter or duel for that lead dog position here in Cleveland. And then I think, as you mentioned, it's going to be a lot of Flanders and some Sean Drone, who, as you know, Andrew Gribble, who we'll hear from later, believes he's got an opportunity to make this football team.
I think it's going to be very tough for Sean Drone to make this football team.
I do too.
If he makes it, to me, that means that Terrence West doesn't make it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And I don't see that happening. Now, if Terrence West goes out there tonight and they give him 20 carries and he balls out, that to me says maybe they're looking to shop Terrence West. But as I would expect to see, if Crow plays at all, not much. I think you're going to see more Terrence West and then Drone and then Flanders wrapping it up. Not a lot to see in terms of the roster, in my opinion, at running back. Now, wide receiver is a position where there's a lot to look at tonight in this game against the Bears.
Oh, there definitely is. I think, as I've already mentioned in the open, a couple of the players that I'm looking at are going to be, you know, Vince Mailey, fourth-round pick in Ray Farmer's first year, true year, as general manager for the Cleveland Browns. And it's going to be very difficult for any team to cut a fourth-round pick because of the development of this young player, and Mike Pettine has alluded to that many times in his press conferences. I mentioned Josh Lenz, but it's very hard to shine that spotlight on anybody but Terrell Pryor. His inability to get on the football field, but yet his comfortability with the media, with the coaches, and the coaches with him leads us to believe that he has made this foot. He cannot participate or do very little and make this football team, which is a shock to us because of the culture in this building. So where do you weigh in on that, and does he have to prove something, or is he essentially on this team in your mind?
Everything I sense is that he's on this team. I do think you want to get him to play today, tonight against the Bears, and I think he will. And I would expect that when he's in there, they game plan for him. They try to get him the ball. You know, maybe he's in for a series, two series, three series, and they try to get him the ball. They game plan him where he's the primary receiver on a bunch of the plays that they call, because you want to see him, see if he can beat press. You want to see him run his routes against an NFL defense. You want to see him catch ball, and then you want to see him get hit. I think you see him go over the middle. I bet they want to test that and see how he responds. So I think you're going to see it, and you're going to see it scheme to get him the football. This wide receiver position is very interesting, because if he makes it, if Vince Mailey makes it, you're looking at keeping 8 wide receivers on this team, which is a staggering number. But if that's the way that it shakes out, that's the way it's going to shake out. So those two, I think, need to show something to lock down their spots, even though I do think Terrell Pryor's spot has in some ways been given to him. I know he doesn't want it to be handed to him. He wants to earn it. He has an opportunity to show that tonight. I think you're not going to see at Hartline, you're not going to see Hawkins. I don't know if you'll see much of Gabriel. Maybe you will, much of Travis Benjamin, maybe. The guy, though, that I think you need to see tonight and needs to show something, not to make this team, obviously, but just to start to get into any kind of a rhythm, is Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah.
I want to see some Dwayne Bowe tonight. I want to see Dwayne Bowe dominate against backups of the Bears, as he should.
I do as well, and I think as I continually talk about, you know, getting into game shape, you know, his ability to stay on the practice field and to run those routes 100%, and it shouldn't really matter who's delivering the football, Tim. This is more about Dwayne Bowe than it is about the Cleveland Browns offense or the quarterback. Get out in routes, win, build some confidence, run the routes in John DeFilippo's scheme that he would essentially receive the ball from Josh McCown when the regular season actually starts. So I agree. I'd love to see him a lot like Terrell Pryor, and even last week when they schemed him in some situations to get open and make a play. Unfortunately, he didn't. I'd like to see him do that tonight and then get out healthy.
And, you know, that's why when we talk about if Maley makes it, if Pryor makes it, you know, you're looking at eight receivers: Bowe, Hartline, Hawkins, Gabriel, Benjamin, Maley, Pryor, and then Marlon Moore. Count him as a specialist if you want. That's still seven receivers. That's why I don't think Josh Lenz has a chance. That's why Darius Jennings doesn't have a chance to me. Those two guys right now have been the best downfield receivers for this team. Darius Jennings averaging 17 yards a catch, Lenz 19.7 thanks to that big 48-yarder. Nobody else is a wide receiver on this team is averaging more than 12 yards a catch, and Maley, frankly, is the only one more than 9 yards a catch on this team at wide receiver. So, but they don't have a chance to make it. The numbers just aren't there. That's why I say that. But what are they competing for? A spot on this practice squad. And I think Jennings and Lenz right now are neck and neck for that practice squad spot, and we'll see who shines brighter tonight. Now you take your attention to the tight end position, and this is one of the biggest battles, I think, to make the 53. We're finally at a spot where I think, you know, you're looking at the 53-man roster. Bibbs against Hausler. Bibbs right now 6 catches for 50 yards in the preseason. Hausler 3 for 32. Bibbs has been the undrafted free agent out of Iowa State who has just been fantastic since coming here. Catches everything. Elusive once he gets the ball in the open field. 8 missed tackles forced already on his 6 catches. He's a Chicago native coming home tonight to put on what will be the performance of his career if he wants to make this team. I think that's one that the coaches are watching. Hausler and Bibbs, mano a mano to make this team, or they play so well, both of them, that they decide they're going to go with 4 tight ends, and I think that would squeeze out a wide receiver.
I agree with that, and I think for me personally, and it's very hard to determine, As I already mentioned, you know, Bowe and Pryor getting featured in some of the reps that they're going to have at wide receiver, it's going to be very difficult for them to feature Hausler or Bibbs on some routes. It's just going to be, you know, organically come about for an ability for them to make plays within this scheme when thrown the ball by either Devlin or Thaddee Lou. But what it might come down to is their ability to block in line, to be that tight end or that wing tight end and secure the edge on a run play in that zone scheme. And so, because I think, you know, Hausler has his positives as a receiver. We saw Bibbs' elusiveness. You just rattled off some of the stats of him in the preseason. How much of that transfers to the regular season with the actual starters, which Bibbs really hasn't gotten many reps with. So the ultimate backbreaker here might come down to their ability to secure the line of scrimmage as a blocker, not so much a playmaker.
Well, what if they both come out and ball out? And let's say they are saying we can only keep 3 tight ends. Is it possible in your mind that they decide to keep Barnage, Hausler, and Bibbs? Because Dre is primarily a blocker, but Barnage can do that blocking and is a better pass catcher. And that gives you kind of 3 tight ends with different skill sets. And frankly, when Dre's on the field, you run the ball the majority of the time anyway. So if you wanted to do that, why not just bring in that extra lineman and go jumbo and just flat out declare you're running the football?
Yeah, I mean, that's a thought too. And it's something that we've never discussed until right now. You're absolutely right. It's going to be difficult. I don't necessarily think keeping 4 tight ends is going to be the best for this football team. We have to be heavy at other places. And no one player in that room, other than maybe Gary Barnage, to me, is an absolute lock to make this football team. So I could see this is that one spot where they push or pull a roster spot and add it to the wide receiver room or add it to the offensive line or D-line.
Now, we move to the next position on offense, the final position, the offensive line. And this is where I think there is some significant competition at play tonight to make this team. Because we thought it would be Michael Bowie and Cam Irving. I think we know 6 spots are set on this offensive line, the 5 starters and Cam Irving. After that, it's wide open, and there is a good chance, let me say, that this whoever it is that makes this team ultimately is not necessarily on this roster right now as a backup lineman. But when you look at the offensive line right now, this is what you're talking about competing for, maybe one, maybe two spots. Andrew McDonald, the tackle. Darian Miller, who's been singled out by offensive coordinator John DeFilippo for how well he's played. Guards Kareem Barton and Vincent Painter. These guys are competing, I think, for one spot, maybe two, to back up. So how the offensive line plays tonight, in particular how certain individuals play on that offensive line, is going to be very important, because with Bowie on the season-ending injured reserve, all of a sudden it's kind of wide open on this offensive line after Cam Irving.
It is, and that's why in some cases I believe that tonight is critical for those guys to prove their value to John DeFilippo in the system, as well as Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine. And if I were them, knowing the past history, meaning last year and our inability to have significant depth on that offensive line, and I mean NFL second team slash starter depth, like spot duty guys, that's why the depth in the offensive line to me may not be on this roster right now, and it may be something that we seek out once that next wave of cuts come. A guy won't necessarily have to come in and become a starter. He'll have to come in from a familiar scheme, or maybe have some type of connection to John DeFilippo out in Oakland or one of his other stops, to come in here and be able to pick it up very quick and be one play away. But a much better upgrade and much more experience in the National Football League than any of the guys that we have backing up behind Cam Irving.
I think that's going to be very interesting to watch what happens with the backup offensive line spots. Do they go 7 on the O-line? Do they go 8? I'd say right now I would expect them to go 7 and maybe put some of the people we talked about who don't make the 53 onto the practice squad. So they're here with the team. If you need them, you can bring them up immediately. And I also wouldn't be surprised to see if this team finds somebody after the 53 cuts at offensive line. But then again, teams don't cut good offensive linemen. There just aren't enough of them right now in the National Football
League. And Nathan, you have to be so sure that the guys that you're going to put on this practice squad are not just bodies, that they truly are. You're developing your future from the practice squad. These are guys that you hope to come up and be able to play in an active football game and make that 45 on game day. And if we don't have that, I think it's an injustice to this offensive line and this offense in general that we don't seek out guys with just a little bit more experience who've actually, you know, played with the bullets flying out there in the National Football League.
No, you're absolutely right about that. When we come back, we're going to take phone calls, 216-578-0850. Come and see us at the Red Ivy in Chicago, giving away two tickets to tonight's game between the Bears and the Browns. Also, we will be joined by the staff writers of ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones, for a little roundtable, all coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the Red Ivy in Chicago.